Well, first of all, like our new bishop likes to say, thank you for voting with your feet. I've been encouraging you to come, to stay with Jesus, to be here, and you're here. So thank you very much. I know that Holy Thursday is not exactly a holiday in the world and in your lives. So I really appreciate that you are here. And many of you, there could be many other places, right? And so thank you. But in this very special way tonight, I want to honor our staff. The staff at St. Peter, at St. Paul and Nicolet, and the staff at John Ireland here. You know, on Jesus' Last Supper, he washed the feet of his co-workers. And so I asked them this year, I got asked 12 of them anyway, there's others that are here, but 12 of them that we'll have for the washing, that if I could wash their feet in order to honor them as those co-workers, because that's who they are. They are working together with Jesus, with us, with me, for the kingdom of God. And so I'm very grateful to them for that. Jesus said in the gospel that he loved his to the end. He loved them to the end. And then he washed their feet. I know I've already said before, it's been a difficult year for our staff this year. We've been short. They've really gone over and above in many ways. And that hasn't been easy for them. I want to show that Jesus is here. He is here and he's washing our feet to refresh and to restore us again in him. That's what Jesus does. There's something like so consoling about the washing of feet. We need Jesus every day to wash our feet. We need him to wash away all the little and the big things that happen in our life every day. To wash away our sins, our burdens, just getting tired from the world and daily life, from all the different ways that we get hurt. That Jesus comes to wash our feet every day to do that. Jesus is not only washing the feet of those who come up front today. He's washing all of our feet today. Tonight, you're at the Last Supper. That's what we're doing here tonight. You, all of you, are Jesus' disciples. And we are in the upper room with Jesus tonight. That's what we believe about when we have Mass. We're not just gathering here in St. Peter. We're with Jesus in the upper room. In that intimacy, in that love that he had for you to the end. And he invites you into that to be here and to wash your feet tonight. He loves you so much. And Jesus is here with you. As a priest, Father Phil and I are here in persona Christi, in the person of Jesus. We're here in that way for you. Our priesthood isn't a gift for ourselves. It's for you. That's why Jesus ordained us priests. That it means in some way in our priesthood, you are receiving Jesus. He is here. He's with you tonight. And that's so humbling. It's humbling for us, you know. Because Jesus says, I have given you a model. As I have done, so you must do. That's our commandment that he gave to his apostles. That he called us as brothers to serve with him as a brother. To love to the end, just as he did. That's a high call. And so it's humbling. Because the reality is, I'm human. And I mean that in the sense of being broken, right? In the sense that I'm not perfect. In the sense that, yeah, I have weaknesses. And so last week at the Chrism Mass, Father Phil and I, we renewed our promises to Jesus of our priesthood. That we promised to be more fully conformed to Jesus Christ the High Priest every day of our life. That to ask God that our lives would be transformed so that you can really receive Jesus through us. That's our goal. However, you, with your faith, I see this all the time. You're actually able to look past our brokenness and our weaknesses as human men and see Jesus. And actually, it helps us to be better priests when you do that. And so thank you. By your faith, you can see that it's actually Jesus that is here with you tonight. He is here and he is actively loving you tonight. He loves you to the end. That's not only washing feet. When Jesus loved to the end, he gave everything. As you know, tonight, for the first time, we're going to be able to receive the blood of Christ again. And I know some of you are very excited about this, which is awesome, right? Because it is exciting. I've got to receive the blood of Christ for the last 3 years. You haven't, you know? Tonight, the bishop gave us permission. For the first time, we get to have that again. Now, of course, we have been receiving the whole body and blood of Jesus all these 3 years, okay? When you receive either the body of Christ or the blood of Christ, you're receiving the whole Jesus. You got him all, you know? So that's why you don't have to receive from the chalice if you don't want, but you are invited. It's also why, like people with celiac disease, sometimes they can't receive even a low-gluten host. They can receive the blood of Christ. They still receive the whole Jesus, right? But, like I said, we are at the Last Supper tonight, where Jesus did give both his body and his blood. So there's something very beautiful and very exciting, that especially it's tonight, at the Last Supper, that for the first time we get to do that again. The night that Jesus said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." See, right there, Jesus changed the words that he was supposed to say. In the Passover meal, he had other words he was supposed to say over the cup of the wine. And he changed them. He said, no, this is different now. This is not wine anymore. Now it's my blood. It's the blood of the new covenant, which will be poured out for you. It's poured out for you. I want to really make this real for you tonight. To really think about what you're doing when you drink the blood of Christ again for the first time in over 3 years. I remember once I went and I visited a real ancient temple, right? Like before Christianity temple. And I went up to the front where the altar was in front of that temple. And there were holes in the ground. And it took me a while to figure out what those holes were for. And I realized that, they're the drains where they would pour out the blood of all the animals that they were sacrificing on the altar. And wherever the drains went, I don't know. But it felt pretty weird to be standing there and thinking about that, you know? That's what they did. But it also, you know, thanks be to God, we don't have to do that anymore. But it did really make it real for me. That as I thought about it, like, it's really blood. It's not just a symbol. That Jesus really did love us to the end, and he poured out his blood for us, for you, for me. He washed our feet and he poured out his blood, all of it. When Jesus was on the cross hanging there, he was already dead. And still he let himself be pierced all the way into the heart so the last drops of blood and water would flow out. He gave every last drop of blood for you. He loved you to the end. That's what that means. And so when a priest says those words, "This is my blood," it's the same blood that Jesus offered on the table of the Last Supper and on the cross. And you are at the Last Supper tonight again, like I said, right? Jesus is here and he's telling you, "Take and drink. This is my blood given for you tonight." He loves us to the end. We need to let ourselves be transformed by that love. It's not enough just to drink the blood of Christ. We have to let it transform us now. That's what it means now to be a Christian. If you have ever heard the talk by Father Larry Richards, he gives a talk on the Mass. He's a great speaker. But at one point, he said he was praying on a retreat, and he sat down with his Bible, and he said, "Holy Spirit, speak to me through the Word of God." And he, you know, did the thing. You open up the Bible, and you put your finger on the page, right? And the words he put his finger on said, there is no love of God in you. And he closed the Bible and he said, oh my gosh, I'm on the retreat for my ordination, God. Like, I'm going to give you my whole life as a priest in just a few months. Like, there's no way, like, that word could have been for me. He says, okay, if that was you, Satan, I reject you, go away. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me up. And he opens up the Bible, same page, same words. I tell you, there is no love of God in you. Three times he did it. He said, until finally, like, I let it sink in. I let myself receive the word of God. I let it soften my heart. And I listened. And I said, oh, Lord, you're right. You're right. I do not have the love of God in me. Because once we realize that actually I can't put the love of God in me. I can't do that myself. I can't love people with the love of God because I don't have it. Once we realize that, then we can ask God, okay, put your love in me, God, so that I can love to the end like you did. You know, often when I'm hearing confessions, especially of the elderly, rightly so, they'll talk to me, they say, Father, what sins could I possibly have? You know, what are my sins? And of course, then they'll proceed to tell me some. But but sometimes I'll respond to them and I'll say, but you know, it's not about just the commandments and sins. It's about love. It's about, like Jesus, loving to the end. Loving others, loving your family, loving your friends, and loving your enemies like Jesus did. So that's why the washing of feet and the blood of Christ, they go together so powerful. It's both forgiving our sins, the symbol of that, but he tells Peter, it's also, it's an inheritance. It's the inheritance of God's life and his love that he's giving you in that. To love to the end, that means everything. Jesus gave his whole life for me. We have to give our whole life to him today. That's what the Last Supper is. That's what we're doing here. And so I want to invite you to do that tonight. To put your life on the altar here. As we take up the collection and bring that forward, to put your life on the altar here. And let the priest, in the person of Jesus, offer your life to God. And ask him to put his love into your heart.